Anjanaya. यमुना तीरा वनचारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोदशतभे चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम शेठ श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय समवैत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरि यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनदारे। रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् श्रीमद्भागवतं केण्टो 4 चाप्टर् 14। आफ्टर् लाङ्ग् टैम् सिटिङ्ग् आल्मोस्ट् लैक् 2 इयर्स्, इन् बिट्वीन् ऐ गेव् वन् क्लास् आन् NOI, but after almost 2 years I'm sitting on classes outside every day. there we can speak some philosophy, there we can speak some philosophy, but so Prabhuji has given me canto 4 chapter 14 text number 1. It's the story of King Vena. Maitreya uvacha bhriguvadayaste munayo लोकानां क्षेमदर्शिनः गोप्तारि असति वै नृणां पश्यन्ता पशुसंयतां। द ग्रेट सेज मैत्रेय कंटिन्यूड, ओ ग्रेट हीरो विदुरा, द ग्रेट सेजेस हेडेड बाय भृगु वर ऑलवेज थिंकिंग ऑफ द वेलफेयर ऑफ द पीपल इन जनरल. When they saw that in the absence of King Anga, there was no one to protect the interests of the people, they understood that without a ruler, the people would become independent and non-regulated. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the significant word is Shema Darshina. Shema Darshina, which refers to those who are always looking after the welfare of the people in general. All the great sages headed by Bhrigu were always thinking of how to elevate all the people of the universe to the spiritual platform. This actually purport is very much inclined with yesterday's festival. Always thinking of how to elevate all the people of the universe to the spiritual platform. Indeed, they advised the kings of every planet to rule the people with that ultimate goal of life in mind. The great sages used to advise the head of the state or the king, and he used to rule the populace in accordance with their instruction. After the disappearance of King Anga, there was no one to follow the instructions of the great sages. Consequently, all the citizens became unruly, so much so that they could be compared to animals. As described in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, human society must be divided into 4 orders according to quality and work. In every society, there must be an intelligent class, administrative class, productive class, and worker class. In modern democracy, these scientific divisions are turned topsy-turvy, and by vote, shudras or workers are chosen for administrative post. Having no knowledge of the ultimate goal of life, such persons whimsically enact laws without knowledge of life's purpose. The result is that no one is happy. So we will read till 6th verse. Prabhuji has told me 1st to 6th. So we will read all. Or shall I elaborate on 1st verse first? So in this verse, the great sage Maitreya Muni is continuing the story of after King Anga. He is describing about King Vena now. You must have heard many times about King Vena, very famous. Other places also his mention is there. Shishupal was compared with Vena. Shishupal got liberation, but Vena didn't. In this way, in 7th canto also, this comes. Bhriguvadayaste muneo lokanam shema darshina. Prabhupada also mentions about this word, shema darshina. This word is very significant. In the first canto also, when sages were present and they were asking questions to Sudha Goswami, first chapter is entitled as Questions by Sages, first canto, first chapter. So there also they say, Tanna Shushoshamana Nam Arhasi Anganuvarnitam Yasya Avataro Bhutanam Shemayecha Bhavayecha. Here also, Purport also says, upliftment of general people. to elevate all the people of the universe to the spiritual platform. So they, when they were asking questions in the first canto, they were telling Sudh Goswami, "We are very much eager to hear. Don't think that we are just sitting and somehow performing our duty to sit in Bhagavatam class." As Prabhupada has told, because now we have many times heard, or and many great speakers also speak, and Maharaj, from Maharaj, mouth of Maharaj also we have heard so many pastimes. So sometimes when repeated things come, so we might take it, or we have heard it. But this was the inquisitiveness of them when they were actually bewildered, and they were thinking, where should we go now? We are performing this yajna for so many time, and our faces have become black because of the fumes of that yajna. So we are confused what needs to be done. So then they, in that confusion, they were asking these questions to Sudh Goswami. Tanna shushushramananam arhasi anganu varnitam yasse avataro. Krishna's incarnation, whenever he comes to this planet Earth, he performs wonderful pastimes. So whenever he comes, he performs pastime for uplifting the general people. Whenever I go outside and give these talks, spiritual talk, so I tell them, Krishna has given many trailers in this world. In Jagannath Puri there is one trailer, in Vrindavan there is one trailer. Whole picture is above. Here we are having some places, some trailers are there. Like you can visit some places and understand this, where this is a place where Krishna has performed his pastime. Although in absolute terms we know that those places are eternal. Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, those who know properly, they understand these places are eternal wherever Krishna comes and performs his pastime. But still they are like we can roam around and we can see all those pastimes, but the whole picture is above, going on continuously, where we are always invited. So I tell them, if you are like, whenever some movie is going to release, they release the trailer and they tell this is going to happen, some brief introduction is given. So similarly in this world, Krishna gives these brief introductions everywhere so that we get attracted to see the full picture above. Yasya avataro bhutanam shemaye cha bhavaye cha. So upliftment of the general people, and it is actually nourishment for the great sages whenever Krishna comes to this place and performs his pastime. Bhagavad Gita, that verse, paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya tajushkrita. So in this way they are very much inquisitive, and they asked many questions in that first chapter, and that became the basis of Bhagavatam, how Bhagavatam started, and Sudh Goswami started answering various details of Bhagavatam. Very interesting there in the conversation of Sudh Goswami also and Shukdev Goswami also, and Maitri Muni also said, you will see many times they will say, yatha mati yatha shrutam, yatha adhitam, whatever I have heard, whatever I have understood, I will explain in that way. Even in the beginning of fifth canto they say that although this universal creation is very vast, but whatever I can explain, I will explain. It's not that. And in the first canto only, somewhere Sudh Goswami is addressed that, yes, you have read and explained very nicely, and we know that some part of itihasas or some other scriptures you are not acquainted with that, but we know that you know the essence of all other scriptures. So this is the thing. It's not, sometimes people when they meet us, they Prabhuji sab kuch jante hai. You can ask anything from him. It's not like that we know everything. Whatever Krishna reveals to us, whatever we study and Krishna reveals, then we understand according to our inclination and desires, and then we go ahead. So there also they say, Nemishe animishe shetre rishaya shaunakadaya tatram sargaya lokaya sahasra samasam agata. They were performing yajna for thousands of years. Oh my God, matlab, we can't chant 16 rounds for we can't. We are chanting every day and it's very nourishing. But if the process itself is not giving any nourishment to you, how can you continue for so long? So that's why many of the senior devotees, they say that I am chanting from like 15-20 years. I don't have any grudges that I have chosen the some process which is not nourishing. And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Pratyakshavagamam Dharmam. So, but they when they were performing, they were not feeling fully satisfied after this performance of yajna. They were knowing that we are performing this yajna for the welfare of people only. Like this verse also, first verse tells, Bhrigu Lokanam Shema Darshina. So sages are always inquisitiveness. They have this concern how to uplift the general people. Remembering Maharaj, many past times yesterday were discussed about Maharaj. So much hard work, we can't say even hard work because it was like fully devotional work. Hard work people also do here, digging and all. Well, full devotional and full inspirational things Maharaj has done from the beginning. Many times people complain, I have not gained this, I have not received this, institution is not providing this, you're not getting this support, that support. But see the life of Maharaj, he has not received anything from the beginning. Still he continued and just because, like yesterday video also, Maharaj was telling, my life and soul is Srila Prabhupada. And just that thing is enough for actually to continue if you make spiritual master as our life and soul, guiding principle. So one time, Mataji, they invited Maharaj at their home, and Mataji very enthusiastically cooked so many items for Maharaj. But Maharaj was going from one program to another program, so he ate somewhere. Now he can't be like a Govardhan that you can bring as much bhoga. So when he reached that place, so Mataji was offering that we have made this. So Maharaj said, I'm sorry, I'm already full. I can't take much. So that Mataji became very upset. Two, three times she requested also, but Maharaj said, sorry, sorry. So Maharaj, when he was leaving, that Mataji started crying. Then fully she was crying, and Maharaj then came closer. This is the same situation which I go through. I prepare so many lectures with such a hard work, and when I give, people don't eat. So Maharaj was telling, this is the same thing which I go through when I prepare so many things and people don't. So one Prabhuji was sharing that Maharaj has given almost like more than 5,000 lectures are there on ISKCON Desire Tree. The Prabhuji was sharing that if we just keep hearing one lecture also one day, some people hear those lectures in 1x speed, 2x speed. So if you just hear one lecture also one day, it will take how many years? 10 to 15 years. Till that point, we will have another 5,000 lectures to hear. So Maharaj was, that Prabhuji was sharing like that. One time, when Maharaj was visiting one place and there was a huge program was organized. Everything was very nice and large congregation was there. But suddenly, like GV, there was a power cut. There was no power that time. So that Prabhuji became very upset. Oh, we have organized so nicely and this time electricity is not there. So then he came and told Maharaj, Maharaj, sorry, there is no power now. What Maharaj said? Maharaj said, don't worry, I'm not attached to power. So actually, sometimes I feel that more than the philosophy or more than the these reciprocations are enough for us to survive for a long time. Yes, philosophy is required because we should know, and Maharaj has never compromised on philosophy, neither Prabhupada has compromised on philosophy and principles. But these reciprocation are very much necessary. Like when Prabhuji was sharing, there are many people who can give philosophical talks, but to add the humor in those talks is very much necessary. And for the adding that humor, you need to require a lot of nourishment of that subject only. If you are fully nourished about that subject, then you can spontaneously add some humors. Some people prepare, here is my content, here are my jokes. this is my content, and in between I will do some joking so that people are awake and people are always attracted to me. But if you see Maharaj lectures, it happens spontaneously. And more than when I used to attend in Chopati those lectures, more than Maharaj, I used to see Gopinath Chandru sitting in front of, because the way he relishes those jokes is actually a very interesting thing. So although sometimes we feel, oh, this person is not so much inclined to services or this was, our mentality goes like that. But just to sit and hear such lectures with such attentive mood and relishing like this, always head like this to whatever he speaks. So that is also very inspiring. We can give thousands of lectures for others to preach, but someone is sitting and hearing with absorption also inspires. Like I was inspired by that such act of Gopinath Chandru when he used to sit and relish those lectures. Chat Bushru where Gopinath Chandru. So in this way, such beautiful dealings are there. Another verse is there in somewhere in that Leela of Samudra Manthan. There Lord Shiva is glorified. Tapyante loka tapena sadhavo prayaso jana param aradhanam taddhi purushasya akhilatmana. Tapyante loka tapena. In the morning we sing every day. Sansara dava nalali dholoka. In that it is compared like, who can stop this forest fire? When Prabhuji was sharing, it's very difficult actually to chant 16 rounds daily, follow four regulated principles with sincerity. It's very difficult. But if you are connected to spiritual master and devotees association, sometimes we don't feel only that very easily we are chanting, very easily we are able to follow. But if you just move out from this association outside, it's like somebody, the four or five demons are actually coming and pondering on you. So many things will come and ponder on you, and it's very difficult for them to maintain the regulatory principle. In India, it's very easy sometimes to maintain regulatory principle, but to chant 16 rounds becomes difficult. So that Prabhuji was sharing that it becomes very easy if we are just connected with devotees and spiritual master. So we don't feel only that we are actually doing some, like some effort is being put for following these principles. Tapyante loka tapena sadhavo prayaso jana. From the beginning only we see from the life of Maharaj how never he tried to have some benefits of institution for himself. Never he tried for having any special attractions for himself. Sorry, I'm continuing the yesterday's Vyas Puja. But things are there, so on. So he has struggled so much and given such fruits of those fruits of those efforts to us. And here we were engaged in such a way that we can make another tree and give fruits to other. Like this is, Chopati was there, like another pastime I will share. In 1980s, senior devotees like Shyamanand Prabhu and Sanat Kumar Prabhu, they joined in those times, in 1986 and 88. When those devotees joined, they were very enthusiastic. Maharaj is there and kirtans and everything was very nice. And few years back, when 1995 around those times, they were in managerial roles and some responsibilities they had. So they went to Maharaj and told, Maharaj, so many problems are there. This is not happening, that is not happening. So Maharaj said, yeah, I have been seeing these problems for many times. They keep coming and going. So that time, Gaurang Prabhu and Radhesham Prabhu joined, those times, and other devotees, they joined. So they were very enthusiastic. They were not feeling any problems. Oh, such a nice temple, such nice festivals and such engagements, service, seva, everything was so enthusiastic. And the senior devotees, they were having some complaints. In 1995 to 2000, they were in some responsibilities and management roles. So they were going to Maharaj and telling, Maharaj, such problems are there. Yes, there are problems. I've been hearing from many days. Then Maharaj told, you see those VTA boys now. How they are so enthusiastic. VTA and BT. They are so enthusiastically in temple and such enthusiasm is there. So future when they will grow up, they will be having responsibility. They will also be coming to me only. And giving such complaints and ideas. So yes, this will continue. But we have to make some arrangement so that the future generation or future devotees, they come and take relishment. Then when they take responsibilities, other will gain that. So in this way we see how Maharaj has struggled and made this whole project so that now people are coming and appreciating. Everyone who comes says, what a wonderful place. Although we are difficult to maintain the entire premise, it becomes difficult. But experience is there. But initially it was like Maharaj had that vision, but we were having some doubts. Param aradhanam taddhi purushasya akhilatmana. So this verse comes in the pastime where Lord Shiva drank that poison, that halahal. If you see in that pastime, entire thing was arranged by the Lord. Even that hill was brought. He became at the top also, in the middle also. Even the Vasuki is also in Bhagavad Gita, it said, Naga Nam Aham Vasuki, like that. So everything was Lord, everywhere the Lord was there. And the whole incident was happening just because of Lord's grace, and demons and devatas were having strength by Lord's grace. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Purusham, the balam of everyone is by Supreme Lord only. So everything was by Krishna's grace. But to give some praise to one of his devotee, some fame to one of his devotee for eternity, Lord Shiva was called for drinking this halahal. And then this verse comes. Tapyante loka tapena sadho prayasojana. These are the qualities of great souls, that they suffer in such a way that they can give benefit to the entire society. And we see here also sages are sitting and discussing what we can do now. Anga has left the kingdom and we have to install someone for the righteousness. Not like democratic wards, anybody can come from some family and just someone, 1,000 people are there, appoint someone and he can be elected among, what they say, Andho mein kana raja. Abhi koi nahi hai to isko bana do neta aur isi ko hi phir apna party ka leader bana sakte hai. It's not like that. They were very much having desire to have some, like in the Mahabharata also, the whole war was just because of this reason. Krishna was very pleased when Yudhishthira Maharaj became the king. And even Bhishma was waiting for this time when that person who can be there situated on the throne, who can rule the kingdom very nicely according to the dharma principles. So there are artha shastras, there are dharma shastras, there are jnana shastras. Sometimes people quote from artha shastras, and but above them are the dharma shastras, and then they are jnana shastras. So Krishna wanted to establish the Yudhishthira Maharaj in such a way that he knows the highest principles of dharma by this jnana and following the dharma. There are some, like sometimes some dharmas are being compromised so that higher dharma can be followed. And we see in Mahabharata sometimes this happened also. So this is the verse which comes in glorification of Lord Shiva, that how great sages, they always do this prayas. There is another prayas also, atyahara prayasascha. People do prayas for having sense gratification. Atyahar leads to prayas. The desire for having atyahar, desire to have more accumulation, leads to prayas. They do prayas so that they can acquire more and they can enjoy more. So one time Radhanath Maharaj was telling, Maya captures actually both non-devotees also and devotees also. Maya captures non-devotees by making them attracted to Maya. Other sense gratification activities are there. So when they are attracted to those activities, Maya captures them in that way. But how Maya captures devotees? बाय डिलेइंग द सरेंडर, आज नहीं कल, कल नहीं परसों, बिकॉज सरेंडर इज लाइक इट विल गो ऑन टिल द पॉइंट वी आर देयर इन दिस वर्ल्ड. अवर इंक्रीज इन सरेंडर विल गो ऑन. राइट नाउ वी आर एट दैट दिस लेवल ऑफ सरेंडर, दिस विल दिस इन दिस वे. सो टिल द टाइम वी लीड रीच अप टू दैट पॉइंट वी आर फुली सरेंडर्ड, विच कृष्णा एक्सपेक्ट्स फ्रॉम अस, लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एक्सपेक्ट्स फ्रॉम अस, दैट वी फॉलो प्रिंसिपल्स वेरी सिंसियरली एंड विल फुल हार्ट वी आर डेडिकेटेड टू. एंड फॉर्चुनेटली वी हैव सच एग्जाम्पल्स. Sometimes philosophy becomes very dry when we don't have examples to see. Oh, Prabhuji book mein likha hai, but where should I see someone practicing? So fortunately we have such examples who are there, whom we can see, and very very much we can aspire to see their devotion and such levels. Like before coming to this organization ISKCON, I was somewhere connected in my hometown, Gurgaon. There were some Babaji who was coming, who used to give lecture and pravachans for our family and all, and we used to go regularly there. So there was very strange scenario. I still remember and laugh at that scenario. People used to come like this and sit, and that person, that sage, used to sit and used to write something, keep writing, and everyone just sitting and watching him. 2 hours they used to come, sit and watch him like this and go. This is the thing, their interaction and everything. I was thinking, kya ho raha hai ye? What is it? When I came to this organization, oh, such interactions are there. We can discuss philosophy, we can chant and sing, and so many things are there. But they're coming and watching for 1.5 hour, no interactions and going. And there was a very strange thing. If you ask some questions to that Guruji, it's an offense. How can you ask? It's aparad. How can you ask such questions to Guruji? It's not good. So, such were the thing. So when I came here, I was attending some Prerna kind of lecture in Borivali. Gaurangpu came and he gave. Still, I remember the topic was power of love. It was Ram Navami. So he was explaining about Lakshman ji's love towards Lord Ram. So there one in the end Prabhuji was like closing like book this, any questions? Oh, acha question bhi pucha jata hai yaar. Here people ask questions also. So then one person raised his hand and he was asking, sir, I got also inspired. 10 saal se wait kar raha tha wo baba ji ke paas kab question pooch kab question pooch sakte hai kuch, when we can ask some questions to Maharaj. So this way people are there outside who are associated with some organization but don't have any clear idea. So here when we actually we see Jaidat Maharaj ka to talk hi 15 minute rehta hai, baki sab to question answer rehta hai. So sometimes when Maharaj used to give Prerna in Chopati, then the lecture used to start. Gaurang used to anyone has some questions? वो लेक्चर का कुछ टॉक ही नहीं हुआ है. ही जस्ट सेइंग दैट एनीवन हैज सम क्वेश्चंस एंड पीपल यूज्ड टू आस्क क्वेश्चंस एंड सच क्लैरिफिकेशन यूज्ड टू हैपन हिज टॉक्स. एंड महाराज आल्सो रिमेम्बरिंग महाराज ओनली आनंद प्रभु. हाउ मेनी इयर्स ही इज बीन इन कृष्णा? 30 इयर्स ऑलमोस्ट. 30 इयर्स ही इज कमिंग एंड विद सच ईगरनेस ही इज हियरिंग दोज लेक्चर्स. ऑलमोस्ट सेम विद सेम इंटेंसिटी सेम क्वेश्चन ही आस्क. That is also amazing. How can this happen? Same intensity, same question. If another speaker is there, some other speaker. Yes. Different. Some mixing, some references he quotes, but intensity and about the death and cycle and everything, how to get. Maharaj is very difficult to get. Same questions, and with same intensity. So actually, if someone else is there in place of Maharaj. What stupidity is this? Why you are torturing me every time in every lecture, asking same question every time? But Maharaj also speaks in same actually feelings. That is very amazing. Maybe 30 years a person is asking same intensity, same questions, But Maharaj is answering same time with same reciprocation and for a long time. It's not like just one, two lines spoken and answer is given. He gives a full answer. Because there might be like we are coming regular and hearing those question and answering every time. Those who are brahmacharis or some who are connected to our congregation very regularly. But there can be new people also who are attending first time Maharaj lecture. And such questions when they are asking, when Anandan Prabhu is asking such questions, that person will be actually uplifted so much by such a desire of questions. In this way, another verse which comes in Bhagavatam, Mahad Vichalanam Niranam, Grinam Dina Chetasam, Nishreyasam Bhagavan, Kalpate Nanyatha Kochit. Mahad Vichalanam. This verse comes in 10th canto, Garagacharya, 10th canto it comes, and it is describing about the devotees, how they travel and preach, although travel requires a lot of funding to travel now, but people used to travel, and I think it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how devotees used to travel earlier by following up the path of rivers. How rivers, they used to know this river will lead to this state and this state. In this way, there was no Google Maps and signboards and everything, and everywhere was a lot of jungle and everything. So they used to travel through the way of these rivers. So in this way, when devotees travel and they share this message of Krishna consciousness, message of Vedic culture everywhere, so the sharing of message, here it is mentioned, Grihinam Dina Chetasam. Those who are not having any time, much time, to study scriptures. Like sometimes when we go for giving pravachan and all, our mood should be in such a way that, in humble mood we can say that, these devotees who are coming and who are attending our pravachan and lecture, we should understand sometimes they don't have time because they are engaged in many activities. We are just helping them to understand some philosophy. We are not so great, but we are helping them in such a way because it's like sharing. They don't have any time to discuss and study, and because they have family, other engagements, and everything is there, businesses and everything. So somehow we are going and something we are explaining about Vedic Dharma and scriptures. The mood should be that we are just helping them. It's not like we are so much great, but some philosophy which we have time to discuss. Right now we are like discussing, and we have time in the day also sometimes to hear and so many things. So we can share those things, like Vrindavan, whenever people, new people come. Oh, ye to humne suna hi nahi tha. Ye pehli baar dekha hai. So we are so much acquainted that every day we go, every day Madan Mohan Darshan, every day hearing those pastimes, we get time to hear other topics also. So when other people come, the mood should be in a way of sharing. So in this way, this verse also saying, Nishreyasaya Bhagavan. Other places also, when Vidura was meeting Yudhishthira Maharaj, there also, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantastena Gadabhata. This verse comes. How great sages travel, keeping Krishna in their heart and everywhere. Even they make those holy places also more holy. Just because, Radha Govind Maharaj, whenever he goes to Haridwar, he does Bhagavad Saptas there, and so many people come and hear. It's okay to take bath in the Ganges. Ganges will purify after a long time. What is that verse? There is verse in NO, I think, that it says that after a long time of bathing in Ganga, one gets purified. But by associating with, and other verses are there, Tulayam Lave Napi, Na Swargam Na Punarbhav, Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya, Martya Nam Kim Utashisha. What greater benediction a person can have in his life if he's just situated in a place where he is associating with Krishna's devotees. So in this way, another verse which comes in third canto, Ekant Labham Vachaso Nipumsam. The highest benefit a human being can have is to have association of great sages with whom he can discuss Krishna Katha. Shushloka Moler Gunavadamahu. And even those people who are there above, in Siddhaloka, very much perfected souls. We can't say, I think we can't say completely perfected, but to some extent perfected souls, Siddhas, they are. So they are also actually glorifying the devotees. Te deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha ye sadhavo samadrisha bhagavat prapanna. That how these devotees are practicing direct devotional service to Krishna. Te deva siddha parigita, they are glorifying from that position. Situated in Siddhaloka, they are glorifying devotees on the planet Earth and other places. And Narad Muni is traveling everywhere and giving Krishna Katha to everyone. Prabhupada writes here in this purport, all the great sages headed by Bhrigu were always thinking of how to elevate all the people of the universe. Another point which Prabhupada emphasizes is about leadership in this purport, that how leaders should be always guided. The Kshatriya class should always be guided by the Brahmana class in this way. There are intelligent class, administrative class, productive class, worker class in this way. Prabhupada is telling, administrative class should always be guided by intelligent class. Not like that so many Shudras are coming and selecting one another Shudra. We can't say this openly nowadays. Scenarios are sometimes are changing. But as much as a leader is connected to Krishna, as much as the leader is more inclined to Vedic Dharma, the more praiseworthy he becomes, at least in the terms of devotees. Second verse, Veera Mataram Ahuya Sunitham Brahmavadina Asammatam Venam Abhya Shinchan Patimbhuva. The great sages then called for the queen mother, Sunita. And with her permission, they installed Vena on the throne as master of the world. All the ministers, however, disagreed with this. So the great sages, because they were not having any other person to rule the kingdom, they were seeing Vena only. So they called for the queen mother, because Anga has left now. So they called the mother and they, with her permission, they installed the Vena. So Vena became the king now. Sages installed him, but ministers were not agreeing. Ministers were not happy. Why ministers were not happy and sages were installing him? Sages should be thinking in a right way. How sages' decisions ministers are not agreeing to? Because sages were thinking there is no one to rule now. There is no one. Somebody should be there, na? Somebody should be like a king and people should be actually having some fear. Rogues and thieves should be having some fears. Some administration should be done. So king should be there. Later we will think of some solution if he doesn't change also. If his nature doesn't change in years of time. So this happens in many times in the management. That some person is elected, but if he is not carrying on with some expected behaviors and some things like he should be dealings and everything is not expected on the right terms, then he is changed also. So in this way, Vena also was installed, and they were thinking, let us make him a king, and then we will see how this goes on. But ministers were thinking on the current situation. If he becomes the king, what decisions he will make? We have to follow such wrong decisions. Whatever he will tell, we have to follow. In this way, ministers were not agreeing to this these terms. So he was installed. Vena was installed on the throne. Third verse, Shrutva Nripasanam Gatam Venam Atyugra Shashanam Niliyor Dasheva Sadhya Sarpatrasta Iva Ahaka Akhva Rats. It was already known that Vena was very severe and cruel. Therefore, as soon as all the thieves and rogues in the state heard of his ascendance to the royal throne, they became very much afraid of him. Indeed, they hid themselves here and there as rats hide themselves from snakes. Yesterday, someone was sharing rat pastime of Maharaj, how that devotee captured. I was thinking, how can he capture the mouse? Mouse runs, rats, they run so fast. And Prabhuji was mentioning one brahmachari caught him, caught the rat only. Net me. ये बाद में नेट में डाला ना अच्छा नेट में डाला मेरे को ऐसा लगा हाथ से पकड़ लिया When the government is very weak, rogues and thieves flourish. Similarly, when the government is very strong, all the thieves and rogues disappear or hide themselves. Of course, Vena was not a very good king, but he was known to be cruel and severe. Thus the state at least became freed from thieves and rogues. तो बड़ा चोर ऊपर आ गया तो छोटे चोर जो थे वो डर के भाग गए. Bigger thief was became the king and the smaller thieves were hiding just because they were having fear of a bigger thief. So many times it happens whenever this the government is not so strong, the thieves and rogues they flourish. So we see institution also, in institution setup also, whenever the things are not strictly handled, the thieves and rogues and other activities will increase. Like many people, they come to this Vrindavan forest and they ask, why there is a need of this gate? This gate, this person is standing and just not allowing people to go inside. This is the thing, government has to be very strong so that thieves and rogues, they don't flourish. And we came, certain incidents happened, that's why this decision was taken to have one gate here, because some incidences were happening inside. And earlier, you know, they were allowed to go free, anybody can go, roam around, and everywhere they are not, no security is there, and cameras are also not there everywhere, especially behind Govindev. There are no cameras. Even day visitors ka jo tour hota hai, they also were not going earlier that place. Recently, Gaurang Prabhu, I think, told just to take those devotees there also. Maharaj has developed such a, beautifully has developed that Gopeshwar Mahadev and everything. So I also became active. That place was not so much maintained, so I have to maintain nicely because devotees are going there. But that place is very, actually, Maharaj actually, when he was giving tour and he was telling about that place, he was telling that this place is very esoteric. And if you see, the pastime has been replicated there. Although Vrindavan forest is a replica of original Vrindavan, here also Maharaj has replicated that pastime. Vamsivat he has created there. And Chirghat is also there. You see there, there is a place where Chirghat ka platform bana rakha. So Chirghat here also there, and near Yamuna, and there also Maharaj has made. And Yamuna is here, and but Maharaj has made Vamsivat there also. So Maharaj sometimes bring very special guests there, and he sits there on that. Maharaj told me that you place one table here near Gopeshwar Mahadev, and Maharaj used to come every day and sit and does his japa there in front. Like Gopeshwar Mahadev is here, Maharaj used to watch him and used to perform his entire japa there. So Maharaj used to bring a very special guest there, and Maharaj used to tell all the pastime. And with so much enthusiasm, that this is the place where Gopeshwar Mahadev is there. Above there is Mansarovar. So when he took bath there, he came to this place of Vamsivat, where he's performing his, where Krishna is performing his Rasa. So very, Maharaj told this place is very esoteric. Like all this Chirghat Leela also is replicated there. So Maharaj made that twice. He didn't display that Leela because it's very like a very high thing to understand how Gopi surrendered fully to Krishna. And a person who is coming here might be having selfie mode, and it's very dangerous actually to have such pastime photo in that selfie mode. So Maharaj made that pastime there. Very detailed. So when the government is very weak, rogues and thieves flourish. That's why It's very much necessary to always be cautious. Like it's a responsibility of everyone. How everyone should be cautious that nothing, not like ignoring, oh, ho raha hai to, hame to apna sadhana dekhna hai. We have to think about our... No, everyone has that this role that if you are here in this organization, in this Govardhani College, anything where anywhere happens, we have to be very... Like recently, one it happened near nursery. There was one car, and some guest car was there. And some person, he brought that Ujala, that thing is there, to wash our clothes. So he sprinkled the whole Ujala bottle on the car. Pura car ke upar blue kar diya. I was thinking, oh, guest ko kya lagega? Ki immediately we have to take some action. Then immediately we informed everyone and that this has happened. Immediately security team came and they washed. Somehow it was very new, recently put. Like evening it was put and morning we saw. So in this way we were saved. Otherwise, oh, for whole car. No, it was inside someone. This is the thing. someone inside did that. And we came to know who did that. Then we inform those people that don't do this. So, very vigilant everybody has to be there, like so that these activities can be immediately some things can be informed, so that some action can be taken. Another place, there are description of four types of disciples and four types of, like it's a description of four types of sons. There are four kinds of sons. We can take it as four kinds of disciples. Uttamas chintitam kureyat. Highest one or the fully understanding son or a disciple is, he understands the mood of his spiritual master or father and acts. Like when I was explaining in some congregation lecture, I was telling them, a child, if he understand that my parents wants him to study nicely, they're not pressurizing, but the parents naturally want that the kids become educated and all. If a children just understands this and follows, so it will be very nice. So he is understanding the mood of parents, and as per his capacity, he is learning and being educated. Similarly, a disciple, as per his capacity, again, very like we don't have capacity. Like initially when we come to Krishna consciousness, we see our seniors, how they are exerting, how they are doing such big things. We try to imitate and then we fall short of many things. We sometimes, I can say my example also, when I came to like in VT, before VTA, and I was planning to join ashram. So I used to see Gaurang Prabhu working so hard in kitchen and... Then one time he was giving one VTA lecture and he was telling, "Mera kitchen mein jaane se pehle 16 mala ho jata hai. Agar kitchen mein ghusna hai to 16 mala karke aao pehle." And when I started working in kitchen, I was working with Damodar Prabhu and serving in some sweets department in making sweets in Yatras and Gopinath temple. So there I came to understanding and devotees were telling me, "Gaurang Prabhu ke saamne beatback leke mat jana." If you are coming and walking around in kitchen and chanting and everything, don't go in such a mood, like roaming around and all. You have to be proper in sadhana. So then I understood, oh, Prabhuji actually focuses first on sadhana so nicely, then he does services and all. And one morning, 4 a.m., one vehicle came in Govardhan area. So milk vehicle was there. I don't know Prabhuji brought or who brought. Milk vehicle came in the morning 4 a.m. and then we had to make some sweets. So then we were transferring milk. At time I have not started my chanting and I was serving in morning. So and whole day when you have started serving and exhausted yourself, then the whole day goes in what thought? Chanting is pending. And Prabhuji was coming from there. He was going to start the like cooking and all. And he was completing his rounds. So I was thinking, before thinking what a great soul is doing, one should actually see how he does, how he goes into details. Like they were, some time back, some devotees were actually questioning Prabhuji. Prabhuji, please speak something, like some stuff which can actually inspire brahmacharis and all. Brahma Prabhu was telling, stop hearing now, see how they follow. I've given so many talks and so much things. Now see how they follow their schedules and how they are, and see all the those devotees who are practicing for so long. Uttamas chintatam kuriyat. Understanding the mood of the father and the spiritual master, he does his roles. One time Radhanath Maharaj was asked, Maharaj, many times you are not present here and we have to take some decisions urgently. If we have to take decisions urgently and you are not there, how we can take decisions and we think that we have taken the right decision? How can this happen? So Maharaj said, if you are chanting sincerely, performing your sadhana very nicely in the association of devotees. So he said three things. Take good association, have proper sadhana, and then when you are take and follow four regular principles, that comes in sadhana only. And then when you are taking decision, be assured that whatever decision you are taking, you are responsible for that. So it's not that Maharaj is telling, if you are following these things, then I take the full. No, you, third thing is take responsibility of those decisions. Because if something success happens, you understand, this is my learning, how this success happened. If something failure comes, you understand, this is the way this thing happened. So take responsibility. Scriptures also we see, even though they are not responsible, still they take responsibility. Great sages and great kings like Yudhishthir Maharaj. Such a massacre happened and he was not actually the reason. He was going to establish dharma, but he takes the responsibility. That is because of me. So this is a mood. Uttamas chintitam kuryat. This is the first thing. Prokta karis cha madhyama. Second one is, he is told. Sometimes small instruction is enough to give. A person acts on those instructions. Sometimes he has to, spiritual master and other leaders have to go in detail to tell him. Do this properly, this is the way, this has to happen. Full detail they tell. And then a person does very nicely. So that is madhyama. When full detail, that is also very nice because you are getting full detail of the work and then you are having, whether from the father or the spiritual master. Third thing is, adhamo ashraddhaya kuryat. Spiritual master and our father, he tells that do this. We do that, but without faith. Having no faith on those instructions, we just do it. Oh, we are here as a duty person, so we have to do this. So he is called as adhamo. He is the third category person. And the fourth one is, he neglects the instructions only. You think, what is the need? What is the need to follow such instruction? My life is peaceful. One time, person started arguing with Maharaj. He was telling that, you are speaking so much negative things. You are telling so many things about, I think that lecture was Forest of Material Enjoyment. So much negative he was hearing. This forest of material enjoyment is so like this, that a person doesn't enjoy. So many details are there. So after such 2-3 lectures, he said, why you are speaking so... He actually, in a way, he told Maharaj, why you are speaking so much negative? There is nothing in my life which is... I'm very much happy person, nicely situated. Why you are saying this? So it's okay that you feel something like present time, that nothing is bad is happening in your life. It's good by Krishna's grace. But arguing with spiritual master or some very great personality, this is not good. By Krishna's grace, everything is having nice in your life. But to say some great soul that why you are speaking like this, he's speaking from the Shastras. And it's okay to, like, I'm speaking from the Shastra, but that person who is speaking, he has realized also those Shastras. That is higher understanding. So many times we speak, we don't have full realization of it, but Maharaj is fully realized person. So when the person was saying this way, Maharaj said, Right now, after this time, you will start suffering. You will have, and he comes and tells also, उस लेक्चर के बाद he was trying to get admission in some like medical. He didn't got admission. He had some family problems. He got married to a Christian girl. This was a whole sequence of events happened. And it was so that person was remembering, oh, that time I said very wrongly to Maharaj. So not having faith on instructions and still you are doing the duty is somewhat like adhama category, but it's okay, you're not offending someone. But going opposite to the instructions, it's very dangerous, especially when you are dealing with great souls. So how many verses we covered? Three. Fourth verse. Sa arudha nipasthana unnaddho ashtavibhutibhi avamena mahabhagan stabdha sambhavitasvata. When the king ascended to the throne, he became all powerful with eight kinds of opulences. Consequently, he became too proud. By virtue of his false prestige, he considered himself to be greater than anyone. Thus, he began to insult great personalities. Purport. In this verse, the word Ashtavibhuti bhi mean by eight opulences is very important. The king is supposed to possess eight kinds of opulences. By dint of mystic yoga practice, kings generally acquired these eight opulences. These kings were called Rajarishis, kings who were also great sages. By practicing mystic yoga, a Rajarishi could become smaller than the smallest, greater than the greatest, and could get whatever he desired. A Rajarishi could also create a kingdom, bring everyone under his control, rule everyone. These are some of the opulences of the king. King Vena, however, was not practiced in yoga, but he became very proud of his royal position nonetheless. Because he was not very considerate, he began to misuse his power and insult great personalities. So, one time Maharaj was telling, actually some great, one senior devotee was telling, Maharaj will always give mercy to the person who is actually in need of it. And he will make a person come down if he is becoming proud of it. If some service is being given and a person is feeling a need of some appreciation or some, like some HOD is there and some other person is working under him. So sometimes we have seen in this institutional setup that HODs and seniors, they interact with Maharaj more, and the person who is working under, he doesn't get much interaction. But Maharaj notices this. I have personally seen in two, three cases this. I will share also. We were having these plantations near SBT road. And Maharaj told that you plant trees everywhere, wherever, because some personality was coming and they were telling that it should be decorated nicely. And we immediately, within 2-3 days, we planted everything. Mud was put in plantation and everything was done. You see both sides of the roads near SBT. So Maharaj was telling these instructions to group of devotees like Gaurang Prabhu, Vasudev Prabhu, myself and Gaur Charan Prabhu. He was telling and instructing us. But I saw he was embracing someone else for those services. Braj Govind Prabhu. Because Braj Govind Prabhu was working everywhere and he was putting, I was giving plants, his man was there and he was. So Maharaj was noticing this. And he was regularly going to him and embracing him. Very nice, very nice. So instruction was given to us and we somehow made that planning and us. But Maharaj was knowing that this person was not there in that meeting and he was not present when we were discussing, but he's working in it, so let me give some mercy to him. So Maharaj was continuously, I saw like in that small service only, Maharaj every day used to come and embrace him. Similar thing happened with me also in Vrindavan forest. Like Alok Nirayapur used to deal with Maharaj regularly, and Maharaj used to come and embrace me because I was like, he was inspiring me in that way. So that is very nicely some devotee said that whoever becomes proud of his his position or something, Maharaj brings him down. And whoever, and there is very various ways of Maharaj how to bring that person down. And whoever he wants to uplift, he will meet him, he will, like one devotee, he, it's okay na, if I share these apart from Bhagavad. So, one devotee was sharing, one devotee wrote a big mail to Maharaj, email, writing so many problems and so many things when Jeevi was being constructed, so many things he wrote. So, he wrote to Gaurang Prabhu. And Gaurang Prabhu forwarded it to Maharaj directly. He read the mail and he forwarded it to Maharaj. So, Maharaj read that. And Maharaj was not there in Jeevi that time. So, Maharaj came next day. He held his hand like this on his shoulder. 2 ghanta Maharaj unke saath ghume, pura unko samjhaya. See, then my problem is that I want to build this Vrindavan forest. This is Prabhupada's desire. And I need help of all of you. I am also stuck up in this thing. But desire of spiritual master or Prabhupada has to be fulfilled. So please help me in this. Once this Vrindavan forest and everything, other facilities are created, Gurukul and Goshala, everything is created. We'll spend time hearing and chanting. Like this Maharaj spoke. So after that, the devotee came and enthusiastically said, yes, yes, Maharaj, we will do that. So Maharaj uplifts in this ways. So in this verse, when the king ascended to the throne, he became all-powerful and he considered himself to be greater than everyone. He became proud. In Bhagavatam, in 10th canto, I think it comes, Ayu Shriya Yasho Dharma Loka Nashisha Evacha Hanti Shreyamsi Sarvani Pumso Mahad Vatikrama. That six things are mentioned in this verse. And this Ayu Shriya Yasho Dharma Lokan Ashish Evacha Hanti Shreyamsi Sarvani Pumso Mahad Vikrama. When great souls are offended, it's a very tragic situation in someone's life if he offends some great soul. His whatever he possesses, fame, any Dhan Lakshmi and opulences, Yasha, Dharma, if he's practicing some rules and regulations nicely, all becomes weakened if somebody offends a great soul. Lokan Ashish, if he's a person who is actually giving shelter to others, but if he becomes proud and offends some great soul, that thing will vanquish soon. So in this way, King was, these sages installed King Vena, and he was having these Ashtasiddhis, Ashtavibhuti, and then he was ruling. Fifth verse, when he became, we will read, Evam Madandha Utsikto Nirankusha Ivadvipa Prayatan Ratham Asthaya Kampayan Ivarodasi. When he became overly blind due to his opulences, King Vena mounted a chariot and, like an uncontrolled elephant, began to travel through the kingdom, causing the sky and earth to tremble wherever he went. In our understanding, we are always told, Sarva Upadhi Vinurmuktam Tat Paratrena Nirmalam. Make our heart very nirmal, being devoid of any positional response, like having some positions at your back. So he became blind of his opulences. Like Jayapataka Maharaj's life, Gaurang Prabhu always tells, Maharaj sustained his sannyas life because he was always surrounded by devotees. So those who are surviving for a long time, we see in their lives how actually they are not attached to any opulences of the institution. Also gives so many things, so many supports and everything. But those are just to preserve our body, preserve our living. In Bhagavatam also, in the beginning, first canto, it is said, Kamas Nindriya Preeti Labho Jive Tayavata Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. Last line. So, Kamasya Nendriya Priti. One should always aspire that much only, as much as he wants for his self-preservation. not for enjoying any other tendencies. So he became overly blind. King Vena became overly blind due to his opulences and mounted a chariot in his proud position. And with uncontrolled elephant, he began to travel over the kingdom, sky and earth to tremble wherever he went. Last verse. Na yastavyam na datavyam na hotavyam dvija kvachit iti navyarya dharmam bhiri ghoshena sarvasha. All the twice born brahmanas were forbidden henceforward to perform any sacrifice. And they were also forbidden to give charity or offer clarified butter. Thus King Vena sounded kettle drums throughout the countryside. In other words, he stopped all kinds of religious rituals. Purport: what was committed by King Vena many years ago is at present being carried out by atheistic governments all over the world. The world situation is so tense that at any moment governments may issue declarations to stop religious rituals. Eventually the world situation will become so degraded that it will be impossible for pious men to live on the planet. Fortunately, right now it's not happening. But Prabhupada is saying, world situation will become so degraded that one day sages have to run to the forest, to Jeevi. Impossible for pious men to live on the planet. Therefore, sane people would execute Krishna consciousness very seriously so that they can go back home, back to Godhead, without having to further suffer the miserable conditions predominant in this universe. So, in this way, Brahmanas were forbidden, like in the kingdom of Hiranyakashipu also this happened. He was reversing the rules. When I want, this should happen. Off-season rains, right now also happening. Off-season rains. So some of demoniac activities which are being carried out everywhere. So in this way, he was also reversing, and King Vena also started reversing the things. Brahmanas were forbidden to have perform their religious activities. So similarity is there between Hiranyakashipu and Vena. But one thing which is different is Hiranyakashipu had a son, Prahlad. King Vena didn't. And Hiranyakashipu had son Prahlad, and in this way, when Prahlad was delivered by Narsingdevji, Hiranyakashipu was also. Because Lord came and killed him, and a person who is being Kurukshetra war also, when this question was asked, how these people who have been killed, so many people are being killed in this war, how they will be, like, what is the destination of these people? So in third canto it comes that all these people who have seen this scene of Krishna on the chariot and Arjuna on the chariot will be delivered, because they have seen that picture. Just by seeing Krishna and then dying, they got liberated. What is that verse, Prabhu? Tathev channe naraloka veera ya ahave Krishna mukharavindam. In this way, when they were seeing this form of Krishna on the chariot and they were being killed, so they got delivered. So in this way, seeing Krishna or being killed by Krishna, it's a delivering process. Here also, when dharamas were being installed inside, and many yogis were coming and taking darshan of those dharamas. So Maharaj had changed it. Earlier there was written of killing of Agasur, killing of Trinavrata. Maharaj has written it liberation of, because it's the highest thing for actually yogis. It's the highest thing for yogis to understand moksha. This is the thing which they are aspiring for. And in Hindi also it is like Trinavatka Uddhar. So Maharaj has changed those things. Very sensitive in dealings with anyone who gives any feedbacks about it. So thank you very much. I have prepared this much only. If somebody has some comments, if I have spoken something, which is Hare Krishna.